Hi, Luke. This is Grandpa Reby, and I'm trying something new here that I thought you might enjoy. This is Grandpa Reby using the modern computer to send you a short story. Today, the story is going to be about Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny and the time that they took a rocket ship ride to the moon. It all began when Bugs Bunny woke up one day and there was a moon up in the sky from the previous night that was still showing. He looked up at that moon and he thought to himself, "Boy, that would really be neat to go to the moon." So the first thing he did is he called up his friend, Porky, and he said this, "Hello, Porky? Yeah, it's Bugs. Hey, what would you think about going to the moon?" And Porky said, "But that would be really, really neat, Bugs. Do you think we could do it?" "Of course we can do it," said Bugs. Porky said, "Well, that's great. That's great. So the first thing they had to do is they had to go get something to make the rocket ship out of. So they went down to the local junkyard, and they found the owner of the junkyard sitting there watching reruns of an old television show with Red Fox called, I can't remember what it was called, but anyway, he was watching a program about a junkyard. So what they did is they asked him a question. He said, "Can I help you guys?" And Bugs says, "Yeah, we're looking for an old hot water tank." He said, "Well, I just happen to have a hot water tank." He says, "All right, let's take a look at it." So they walked out back, and sure enough, there was a hot water tank. So Bugs says, "Well, how much do you want for that hot water tank?" And the man said, "Well, it's my last hot water tank. I'm going to have to get at least $1,000 for it." And Porky said, "Oh boy, that's a lot of money, Bugs." Bugs says, "Don't worry, Porky, watch this." So then Bugs says, "You know what? I will make you an extremely fair offer. I will offer you $5 for that hot water tank." The man at the junkyard said, "You sure drive a hard bargain. How about if we make it $10? Bugs said, "Yeah, I'll split the difference at $7.50. "Sold," said the man. So they took the hot water tank, and they took it home. They rolled it down the street. They took it into Bugs's garage. And there they worked on the hot water tank for the next 2 days, completely changing it, adding a nose cone to it, which they used a funnel for. They stuck a carrot in the very top of it to seal the funnel. They cut a doorway in it, and they installed some seats. Then they went to the fireworks store and bought all the fireworks that the store had and took out the fireworks and put them in the bottom to make rocket motors. Then they welded on some fins. The next thing they did is they called the local paper to tell them that they were going to be launching it on Saturday morning, which was just 2 days away. Well, Saturday morning came. Of course, Porky and Bugs had a hard time sleeping the night before because they were so excited about their trip to the moon. But finally, Saturday came, and bright and early they went out to the launch pad where the rocket was sitting, and there they noticed that people had already began to gather. The mayor was there, the town garbage collector was there, even the man from the junkyard was there, and all the local dignitaries. There was somebody there from Good Morning America, and there was even somebody from People magazine that wanted to do an interview of them. So they went ahead and they had some interviews, and then finally they said, "We hate to cut this short," Bugs said, "but we have business to attend to. We have to go to the moon." So they went and they climbed up into the rocket ship, and they sat in their seats and they hooked up their seat belts and they closed the door. And then Bugs turned to Porky and he says, "This is Commander Bugs talking to First Mate Porky, over." And Porky said, "But this is First Mate Porky, over. Your wish is my command, Commander." And Bugs said, "All right, I want you to prepare for ignition system acceleration of the Knuton valves." And Porky said, "Preparing for the ignition system acceleration of the Knuton valves." And then Bugs said, I want you to make sure seatbelts are all in readiness. Porky says, yep, the seatbelts are all in readiness. Then Bugs says, prepare for countdown. And Porky says, prepare for countdown. And then Bugs says, we're going to start counting down. And then Bugs starts counting. He goes, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, blast off. And all of a sudden the motors kick in and they start going like this. And the rocket lifts off the launch pad and it begins to climb into the sky. And the G-force is so strong that Porky and Bugs are thrown back hard against the seat behind them. And they can hardly hold on, they can hardly breathe, but they know they must. They know they have to stay at their command station and they have to fly the rocket. The rocket goes higher and higher, and as they look out the window, they begin to see the Earth looking like a ball underneath of them instead of a big flat area. It starts to resemble a giant ball. And as they look up into the sky ahead of them through the window, they see the moon getting bigger and bigger. And all of a sudden, they escape the gravity of the Earth, and they're out in space, and they are weightless. And the items around them in the cockpit actually float in the air. Now they begin to approach the moon. And as they get closer and closer to the moon, Bugs gives a command to Porky. This is Commander Bugs. Do you read me, Porky? Porky says, yep, yep, I sure do, Bugs. I read you loud and clear. All right. We are going to have to prepare for deceleration using the thrust mechanism. Okay, says Porky, I will prepare for deceleration using the thrust mechanism. Very good, Porky. Now we have to turn this rocket around. Prepare to turn the rocket around. Porky says, preparing to turn the rocket around. How do we do that, Bugs? Bugs says, don't worry, I'll do that. And then Bugs turns the fins on the rocket, and the rocket turns around. Now the rocket is pointing backwards towards the moon, and it's time to engage the thrust mechanism to slow the rocket down. So Bugs says, prepare to engage thrust mechanism. Porky goes, preparing to engage thrust mechanism. Bugs says, engage. Porky goes, engaging. And at that moment, the rockets go... And with that, the rocket slows down and gently lands on the moon. Bugs and Porky are excited. They can't believe they're on the moon, but they are. They open the door and they jump out onto the surface of the moon, and they bounce very far because there's almost no gravity. And the first thing Bugs does is he takes a big carrot out, and he sticks the carrot right into the moon's surface, and he says, and he takes a step, a hop, and he says, one small hop for a rabbit, but one great hop for rabbit kind. And Porky says, well, could we also say for pig kind? Bugs says, sure, for pig kind. And at that point, they look at their oxygen supply and they realize that they got just enough oxygen to get back to Earth. So they look up at the Earth, they take a couple of pictures of it, and then they go back in. They take a picture of the carrot in the ground to prove that they're there, and they go back up into the rocket and they prepare to take off. And here they go, ready to take off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. It takes less energy to get off the moon, so that's enough thrust to get them off. And they start heading back toward Earth, and they travel for the next 24 hours like this until they finally get into the gravitational pull of the Earth, and the Earth starts to pull them down towards Earth, and they have to turn the rocket around again and engage the thrusters again, which they do. And they land right back where they took off. And, of course, there's thousands of people waiting to greet them. The mayor's there. There's a ticker tape parade. Good Morning America's there again. They've got the New York Times there. They've got People magazine there. And they've got all the local dignitaries again. Porky's mom and dad are there, Bugs' mom and dad are there, Matilda and Petunia are there, and all their friends and all their teachers are there. And as they come down out of the rocket, everybody applauds and says, yay, these are our heroes. These are the heroes that went to the moon. And with that, Bugs and Porky celebrated the rest of the day, meeting all the people and greeting them and telling them about their story of the trip and showing them the pictures they took. And that night they went home and they went to sleep and they slept very, very good, knowing that they had a wonderful trip. And they knew that they would have to do another adventure soon. So stay tuned for more adventures of Grandpa Reby, of Porky Pig and Bugs Bunny. Good night, Luke. I really enjoyed telling this story. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you want to play it again, all you have to do is hit replay. Your mommy can show you how to do that. Good night, hon. I love you.